Real Talk with Bob Mars.
Hello, LinkedIn universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, we're continuing our discussion on washer disinfectors. And so, yesterday I told you that I was going to talk about something a little controversial, and we'll do that. But before I do that, I want to talk about the washer disinfector a little bit more. So we talked about loading it yesterday. We talked about taking care of it, performing preventative maintenance, making sure that we're running the right cycles. Wanted to add a little bit more information just so you have it. You know, when you're running your washer disinfector, you want to make sure you're only putting devices in that machine that are cleared to be cleaned in that machine. So nothing that cannot withstand high temperatures should go in that machine. Mostly fiber optic type devices, whether it be scopes or cameras or light cords or things like that. I do know that there are some new units out there that you can send through. So if the IFU from that manufacturer says it can go through the washer disinfector, great. Send it through the washer disinfector. If not, do not assume that you can send it through because you're going to damage that device. So make sure that you're putting the correct devices in your washer disinfector every time you use them. Okay, we got it? Great. Let's talk controversy for a little bit. So when I talked about placing things in the washer disinfector, one of the big things that we put through are implantable devices, i.e. fixation sets, which have screws and plates and other devices in them for fracture fixation. So we know that those devices should not be going through a cycle that has lubricant in it. And I do know a lot of folks who will run their implantable devices through the washer and remove that lubrication cycle. But let me just say something. Why don't you get rid of that lubrication cycle altogether? Because I know there are facilities out there, and I've been in them, where they're running implantable devices through that lubrication cycle, and then that lubrication is going into the patient's body because it's not being removed properly. Like I said, why don't you consider removing your lubrication cycle altogether? If you think about that cycle, a typical unit will add anywhere from an eighth of an ounce to 2 ounces of lubricant to the cycle that's applying that lubricant to your product. So the problem with that is, if you think about it, how many trays will a washer disinfector hold? So a standard one that's on the market now will typically hold 6 full-size trays. Some of the newer models, or most of the newer models, will actually hold 9 trays. So if you think about that, and you think about the lubrication that's being injected into the cycle that's running, do a little bit of math. So if you've got 6 trays, and let's use a very conservative number of 50 instruments per tray, and I know that's very low for here in the US. But say you have 6 trays times 50 instruments, that's 300 instruments that you're dividing that eighth of an ounce up to 2 ounces of lubricant to be applied to your instruments. So the actual lubricant that's being applied to each instrument is very, very low. And I can tell you, I've been in many facilities where they're running that cycle, and the instruments that are hinged are still really hard to open and close. So I want to make sure that you understand that they are not getting a lot of lubrication, and quite often insufficient lubrication to maintain the level of efficacy with that instrument that you are in fact using. And now think about this. What about your mallets? What about your curettes? What about your osteotomes? What about your rulers? What about all the devices in that set that don't need lubrication? They're getting lubricated anyway. You don't need that. You would be better off to apply your lubrication at the workstation where you are assembling and inspecting your trays every day, because you can do spot lubrication and use less. And in the beginning, I promise you're going to use more lubricant, but as time goes on and you start working through your sets and applying that lubrication over and over and over again, the amount that you're going to use is going to be much less. And you're not going to have to worry about lubrication going onto any implantable devices. I hope this helps today, and I hope you keep fighting dirty and keep your patients safe. This is Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars.